Support for NPR Business News comes from the Kresge Foundation, building the capacity of nonprofit organizations through challenge grants since 1924, on the web at kresge.org.
The principal cellist with the Los Angeles Philharmonic is grateful that his missing 320-year-old cello has been returned. The $3.5 million Stradivarius was stolen from his front porch 3 weeks ago. Police here have footage from a surveillance camera that shows a man on a bicycle riding off with it. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
Melanie Stevens, a 29-year-old nurse, says she was driving through L.A.'s Los Feliz neighborhood when she spotted the Stradivarius in a garbage dumpster. The 18th-century instrument was sticking out of its silver-coated case, and at first she thought it was a guitar.
I had no idea it was a cello, and definitely a piece of history like this. I didn't have a clue.
Stevens says she also didn't know it was stolen when she took it home. For the next 3 weeks, she was hoping her boyfriend, a cabinet maker, could repair it.
The back half was completely dismantled from it. I figured, well, if you put a hinge on it, we can make it into a CD case or something.
Luckily for the Philharmonic, that didn't happen. Stevens saw on the TV news that the cello had been stolen, and she turned it into police. The orchestra's expert instrument restorer says by October he'll be able to fully repair cracks and scratches on the cello. Yesterday, during a press conference, principal cellist Peter Stump was thankful to be reunited with the instrument nicknamed General Kidd.
I'm just incredibly relieved that the cello has been returned.
Stump was quickly whisked away to rehearsal before reporters could ask him the obvious question, what were you thinking, leaving a $3.5 million cello on your front porch overnight? But in that regard, he was in good company, says Deborah Borda, the president of the L.A. Philharmonic Association.
This is not such a strange occurrence. In fact, just 2 years ago, probably the most famous cellist in the world, Yo-Yo Ma, hopped out of his cab, ran into his hotel, and realized a couple of hours later he had left his cello in the car. The great violinist Gidon Kremer, who is actually a soloist with us here in 2 weeks, was taking Amtrak between Washington, D.C. and New York and left his priceless Stradivarius on the train, and he recovered it. Things like this happen.
Police say they're still investigating the circumstances of the cello's disappearance before Melanie Stevens can get a $50,000 reward for turning it in. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.